I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Kids all over the world wait for Santa, and investors on Wall Street are hoping for a Santa Claus rally. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what is the Santa rally?
The Santa rally is basically an end-of-the-year bump in stock investments. There are lots of reasons for it. The end of the year is a common time for people to evaluate their finances. It's the end of the tax year. It's the final push to maybe max out your 401k retirement plan funds for the year. Mm-hmm. And all that means more money going into the markets. And because it happens around Santa's arrival, traders call it the Santa Claus rally.
Well, any rally would be adding to what was actually a pretty good year.
Yes. In fact, the Dow Industrials are up about 23% this year, and the NASDAQ has surged ahead. It's up almost 46% since the start of the year.
Is that what traders were expecting at this time of year?
Well, yeah, the statistics show that the Santa rally has been happening since 1969. It's generally a small percentage, but right now to get even a small percentage bump at the end of the year is, of course, better than losing money. And at this point, investors are still trying to recoup their losses of the last couple of years, so even small rallies do help.
And as investors look ahead, what are they seeing about this rally? Is this the kind of thing that will last, or is something going to put a damper on it?
Well, we are hearing some anecdotal reports that retail sales aren't quite as bright as some folks were hoping and expecting. Now, of course, we have the new level of a terror alert. But I spoke with Gail Perry Mason, who heads up the financial services unit at Oppenheimer Company. And she says those factors probably won't prompt investors to delay putting more money in stocks.
You know how you get your New Year's resolutions together and you think, okay, I know I can't spend as much as I used to because I have to save. I mean, most people are looking at reality now. I mean, 911, the Orange Alert, everything puts things into perspective. So I think people are looking at, look, corporate America's making budget cuts and making layoffs. I got to make layoffs too and not spend so much at Christmas and try to save more. But where are we putting our savings in mutual funds and stocks and bonds? I think that might drive the market up a little bit.
So we'll have to wait and see, of course, what the final story is at the end of the year, next week. But most analysts are hopeful the Santa rally will make an appearance. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the continuing search for a new Martha Stewart.
Thank you. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.